Well, you're celebrating now almost, I guess, your five-month anniversary on the job.
Exactly. Super excited being here 5 months as a chief, but 25 years overall.
And I was going to mention the fact that you have a long history with the Raleigh Police Department. And we have seen over the years, always when there's a search for a police chief, it seems like in almost all cities, there are inside candidates and outside candidates. And in Raleigh, over the years, we've gone sort of back and forth, bringing in outsiders and then saying with insiders, Chief Patterson was from outside, Chief Deck Brown was from inside. It's sort of gone back and forth like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So it was time for an inside candidate.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess you're going way back. You had Chief Dolan, who was sort of both. He had been here and then came back again. But all of these different chiefs that you've worked for, was there one that had more influence on you than any of the others?
I would say they all were great to me. They all provided great leadership and opportunities for me to succeed in the Raleigh Police Department. But I would have to say probably Chief Deck Brown. And reason why is she was a sergeant when I got hired. So she saw me from day one when I applied here in RPD, as well as she also promoted me up to major. But one of the things that I really admired about her is her leadership during the pandemic. That was something that obviously that we've never prepared for. And the way she handled that situation was just very impressive to me and as well as a lot of employees within the Raleigh Police Department at the time. And she still... As I was preparing for the chief's process here in Raleigh, she reached out to me and provided some motivation and things to look out for, and I really appreciate her for that. So she's a mentor, but they all, you know, even Chief Patterson. Chief Patterson prepared me to take the chief position. She told me that she was going to put me in positions that would prepare me to be a chief one day. And I'm very thankful for that. So Chief Deck Brown, Chief Patterson, and all the chiefs before them, they all were great mentors to me.
And you were a deputy chief before assuming the chief's job. So you were obviously very prepared for it, but was there any surprise when you actually moved to the big office itself?
Oh, yeah. There's a huge jump from deputy chief to chief. And I thought I was prepared. I said, I've been deputy chief. I know what it's like. I've been here 25 years. But I guess more of just the political side of being the chief of police. You know, obviously, my boss is the city manager. She reports to the council and the mayor. That's some experience I didn't have before. You know, my career was more on the operation side, and I never had the opportunity to deal with city leadership until I became the chief. So it's been a learning process. But I will say, you know, my boss, the manager, as well as the mayor and the council have been very supportive of me as the chief, and I'm thankful for their support. But that was something that was new for me.
And that's something you have to deal with on a consistent basis because there are always changes, particularly on the council all the time. It's never static.
That's correct.
And you've got new people coming in all the time. As you assumed the role of chief, was there a concern that you became more aware of than in your previous roles and in terms of something the city really needs?
Well, the growth of the city. Raleigh is a fast-growing city, and you look at our police department, you know, I have 796 sworn positions. Our population here in the city of Raleigh is just over 500,000. So we're looking at those numbers and trying to determine how can I increase the staffing to handle that much, to handle that population growth. It's been a challenge. I didn't really... see that as a deputy chief. I was more just dealing with day-to-day issues. But now forecasting out not only a year, but 5 years, 10 years in the future as the chief, that concerns me. I mean, that, you know, law enforcement is getting a little bit more challenging to get folks to come into this profession. This is a very noble profession, but it's a challenge getting especially our younger generation into policing. So that's something that on day one I started looking at, like, how am I going to get folks to come to Raleigh Police and be a member of this great department?
And how do you focus on that recruiting effort? Do you have to look at things through the eyes of a younger person, which is harder to do if you're not younger yourself? I can certainly say for that because I am not young.
Yes, yeah. Sir. Yes, you got to look through it from the lens of a young 20, 21-year-old and what they gravitate towards, which is technology, which is one of my priorities. You know, we can recruit, you know, on our social media platforms, you know, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all those social media platforms that the young folks are using right now. That's how you're going to grab them. That's how you're going to get their attention. So it's important that we put out relevant content on our social media platforms so that will attract that younger generation. And then from there, our traditional recruiting process, talk about the great things that the Raleigh Police Department has to offer, as well as this great city. Raleigh is growing, very vibrant, very great city. We just number one for like young graduates. So number one place to raise a family and things like that. So we highlight those, but it's that initial contact through our social media platform with the younger generation that we focus on.
You mentioned that you have some 700 plus sworn positions. How do you allocate between patrol officers, detectives, and other specialized positions?
Yes, sir. That's a great question. Well, patrol is our backbone of our department. You know, when you call 911, you expect an officer to show up in a very timely manner. So our focus and our priority is to make sure we have sufficient personnel in our patrol districts answering those 911 calls. So that's the first thing. And then we look at the growth. You know, we look at our Southeast District and our Northeast District where we're seeing a lot of growth in the city, and we put more resources in those districts. And then from there, we allocate resources based on call volume. You know, the Northwest District up in Briar Creek is growing, and we actually expanded. The city is annexed in to Durham County, so I got to put resources there. So we look at growth. We look at, you know, the metrics. We look at data, and that drives my decision-making when I look at the data and see where the growth is going, and I place my resources there. As it becomes, far as detectives, what type of cases are we experiencing an increase in right now? Our property crimes. You know, we've been getting hit pretty hard here recently with larcenies from motor vehicles. So I got to have the detectives that can investigate those cases. So we just look at the crime data, look at what types of cases we're investigating, and then we reallocate detectives to handle those type of cases and close them out and get a suspect identified and arrest and proceed through the court process.
I know one of your priorities is a term that we've heard a lot of times over the years, community policing.
Yes, sir. That's the backbone of policing. You know, you go back to Sir Robert Peel, the father of modern policing, and he always said the police is the public and the public is the police. Well, I believe that, and community engagement is one of my priorities, one of my strategic priorities here at the Raleigh Police Department. And I've been very intentional about making sure that my officers are out in the community. Cops on the block. That's one thing that I've been preaching. I started when I was a captain in the Southeast District back in 2020. Just we got to get out and have these conversations with our community. Let them know who we are. Let them know what's going on within their department. You know, we work with and for our community. It's not the other way around. So being very intentional in getting out and having those community engagement opportunities is very big for me. When it comes to the youth, we've been having hoop nights on Fridays where police officers play basketball with our youth. We've done four events, and we have one this Friday at Green Road Park at 6 o'clock where we're going to just play basketball and have conversations with our youth. Every opportunity that I can identify where we can go and just have a conversation with our community, we're going to do it. We're going to be a very community-oriented police department where we focus on relationships and collaborations with our community. That's business owners, faith-based organizations, that's our schools, nonprofits, whoever is willing to help keep the city safe and vibrant. That's who we partner with.
Well, Chief, thank you so much for taking time to join us this morning. And you have a standing invitation to come back. There's so much we can keep talking about with
Yes,
this.
Sir. Thank you for the time, and thank you to the great community here in Raleigh.